This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Resource Center. I'm Maya Tan. Now, according to a 2016 report by Knight Frank, transforming the physical office space into an inspiring and enjoyable place to work can also be a cost-effective means of reducing headcount attrition, which costs firms far more than rent does. And this is but one aspect of it. How can design influence workspace culture and lean operations? And what trends are we seeing in the workplace? Here to tell us more is Kenneth Worsdale, CEO of Extra Space Asia. Welcome, Kenneth.
Hi, Maya. Good afternoon to you.
So, Kenneth, how is the traditional office space changing?
You know, it's certainly moving towards more of an open office concept, moving away from the cubicles, moving away from what we call silos. Any company needs and wants its employees to be able to cooperate with each other, to speak to each other. And as soon as you put people in cubicles, you tend to cut off communication. So I think companies have seen that. They've realized that it's very important to have a workforce of employees that are happy, that are enjoying their work. And certainly one way to do that is to remove the silos that exist in a lot of current office spaces.
What are some other trends you're seeing? Open spaces is definitely one trend that we're seeing more of. What other trends are you seeing?
I think one of the other major trends that we've seen is with the age of the internet, people do not have to have a fixed workspace. There's certainly a lot of companies in the world now which will allow employees to work from home. They can be just as effective working from home as they can be in an office. And I think in a country where transport is perhaps, you know, a little bit more challenging and it takes employees a long time to get to work, a company can often recruit and retain employees by allowing them to work at home because they're not having to spend, for example, 30 minutes or an hour going to work and at the same time going home. So I think employees become a lot more productive with that. Obviously, that depends a lot on the individual's work, what they do. Certain things have to be done in the office, but there are many things that can be done from home. I won't say from a coffee shop necessarily, but you don't have to be in a physical office.
And I think some companies are also responding to, it's funny that you mentioned coffee shops, are responding to the needs of this flexibility of working from anywhere. And therefore, office spaces are also sort of slowly converting into spaces similar to homes or to the Starbucks around the corner. What are some of your comments on that?
That's certainly true. I think, you know, many years ago when I started work, employees were happy sitting in a small cubicle surrounded by files and boxes, newspapers and all sorts of things. I think today's lifestyle, both from a work perspective as well as a home perspective, they're moving towards a much more simple lifestyle, a less cluttered lifestyle. So in offices, people now don't want to have a lot of clutter around them. They want to have minimal amounts of papers, pencils, pencil cases, all sorts of things on their desks. They want a very simple work style.
Why do you feel businesses are sort of moving towards this non-traditional office setup?
Probably a few reasons for it. One is the cost of office space is getting very, very expensive. It's certainly a challenge for a lot of companies. It has resulted in a lot of companies moving from the higher central business districts and cities out into suburbia where the rents are not as high. There are obviously disadvantages with that because I think for a lot of employees, especially younger employees, they want to be in the center of things. They want the restaurants downstairs from where they work. They want the gym around the corner. They want the coffee shop. So companies have, over the last 10, 15 years, moved out of central business districts into the more urban areas. But I think now a lot of companies are saying, wow, employees, if we want to be able to attract and retain the best employees, it isn't just work. They need to enjoy work. There needs to be a fun environment around them. Therefore, we need to pull them back into the central business districts where there's a lot more things happening, but rents are very high. So what do we do about that? So that's one reason why I think you're moving away from these individual offices. You're co-sharing desks. Companies are setting up desks where employees just, when they come in the morning, they find themselves a place to sit and they sit down. And that way you can certainly maximize the use of the office space.
Well, Facebook and Google have been pioneers of that, you know, flexible and fun workspace. But some quarters have criticized this to say that it creates a counterproductive culture. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it really depends on the industry you're in. I think if you're a medical laboratory technician, you cannot have that same environment. If you're in the IT, you're writing programs or writing apps for phones, yeah, you want that environment. So I think it really depends industry by industry how far you can actually go with it. You know, one of the other challenges all companies face these days is hiring the sort of best talent that is out there. Although you know, unemployment is often relatively high in certain countries, finding the people with the necessary skills is not always easy for a company. And just paying somebody well isn't necessarily what employees are looking for. Pay is important, but they also want to enjoy work. Mm-hmm. So to enjoy work, they need to be happy at work. They've got to have things around them that they enjoy. So that's why I think a lot of companies are setting up, you know, coffee shops within the companies. Companies provide gyms, for instance. So that the employees are just happy at work. And I think as soon as you've got a happy employee, you've got a productive employee.
Well, Extra Space offers storage solutions for corporate clients as well as individuals. What are some of the key challenges that corporates are facing, you know, from your interactions with them?
Again, it gets back to the space issue. Space is expensive. Companies and individuals often have all sorts of things that they need to keep or they want to keep, but they don't necessarily need them every day. So rather than have high-priced office space or high-priced space where you live, we find people are happy to put their stuff out in a self-storage facility, and they can access it 24/7 whenever they want. So it's always there, but it's not cluttering their office or their home. Mm-hmm. So it's a case of keeping those sort of unwanted things or the things you only use for festive seasons, for instance. You put them away when you don't need them, but you don't trip over them in your house or in your office.
I'm speaking to Kenneth Worsdale, CEO of Extra Space Asia. We're talking about how design can influence workspace culture and efficiency. When we come back, what elements of office design can lead to a negative workspace on Resource Center, BFM 89.9. In the world of manufacturing, how is the digital transformation going to affect you the most? And what is the biggest danger?
The biggest impact is going to be the connecting of all groups in a manufacturer's ecosystem. And number one, starting with the customer. How can customers connect to the core manufacturer? And that's going to be something that is extraordinarily important because there's a huge group of manufacturers that don't connect today with their end consumer. They sell products through distributors, they sell products through a variety of different retailers, and they don't have that clarity that's going to be had from this concept of connected manufacturing that's really driving this digital transformation.
To discover the six big things manufacturers need to know now, download the podcast of this episode of Resource Center featuring Sean Riley on www.bfm.my. Good afternoon. This is Resource Center. I'm Maya Tan. On the show today, we have Kenneth Worsdale, CEO of Extra Space Asia. You know, Kenneth, earlier we were talking about some of the challenges that people face when they're setting up office and how office spaces are now moving out of the traditional cubicle setup into more flexible and fun places. We also talked about how Facebook and Google are sort of pioneers of that very fun workspace, but it could create a counterproductive culture where people are just hanging out and playing games all the time instead of actually doing their work. But what elements of office design could contribute to negative energy or culture?
Negative energy certainly exists when employees are perhaps very cramped. They're working very, very close to each other. If you've got somebody who spends a lot of time on the telephone beside you and they have a loud voice and it disturbs you, having a lot of clutter around you, having a messy, dirty environment certainly creates a negative feeling. I think so company's responsibility, and it's in the benefit of the company to be able to hire the best people, is to provide a good working environment. That means it's clean, it's uncluttered, it's quiet, and you provide the facilities in that environment that the employees are looking for.
Some experts also go so far as to say that you can determine the organizational culture and fix it or set it through the design of the workspace. What are some of the elements that promote productivity or more interaction or even a better sales environment when clients walk in the door?
Okay. One example of that, an extra space, we had to expand our offices recently. And, I had a choice to make. We began to expand next door. I could leave the wall that was between the existing offices that we began to expand into and just put a doorway, or I could knock down that wall and open the offices up. And to me, the choice there was very easy. You have to knock down the wall between the offices, because if you didn't, people on the one side are not going to go to the other side and vice versa. So you get the sort of barriers here between communication, between employees. A lot of employees cannot work, again, as I used the word earlier, in a sort of silo all by themselves. They need to interact with the other employees. So even someone in perhaps research and development needs to talk to the people in finance, needs to talk to the people in marketing, needs to talk to the people in operations. So by having this open plan, lower partitions where employees can interact easily with each other, it just breeds an environment of collaboration, cooperation, and again, you get the team effort where you get the different departments pulling together for the benefit of the company rather than just for themselves.
Was this your design strategy then, and what sort of culture did you seek to promote at Extra Space?
Again, a culture of all departments working together for the good of Extra Space rather than working just for their own benefit. I think, you get back to the old saying of 2 + 2 = 5. If you get employees working together and sharing things, you get the best coming out. And that obviously benefits the company. And at the end of the day, benefits the employees well, because they just feel a lot more happy and challenged. So Extra Space, we have an attitude of everybody can somewhat get involved in everybody else's work and give suggestions, give ideas, because everybody in a company has something to contribute. So let's hear those, let's share those ideas, and let's get back to that situation where 2 + 2 = 5.
Well, what can companies do when they're on a lean budget? It's all well and good if you're Facebook and Google.
Yeah, that really becomes a challenge. Rental is very expensive for a company. Employee costs are probably a lot higher than rental costs in the majority of cases. So if you can minimize the amount of space you need for your employees to work in, either through the co-sharing, setting up open plan offices, allowing employees to work from home, you need less office space. The other thing is there's no point paying for expensive office space to put all of the last 7 years of filing documents. Put them away. You don't need them. If you do need them, you can always access them. But they don't need to be sitting in the office using up expensive rental space, collecting dust, making employees feel cramped and cluttered. Put that away. So work out what space you need for the employees, provide a nice, clean environment for them. Productivity goes up and your costs go down.
So tell me about the solutions that you offer businesses at Extra Space.
Yeah, at Extra Space, we provide what we call self-storage. So customers, whether they be companies or individuals, put their items into one of our self-storage facilities. They lock the door. They're the only ones who have access to it. Mm-hmm. They can access it 24/7. They only have to rent the amount of space that they actually need. A lot of companies keeping inventories or filing documents, they go and rent a large space for the future because they have to sign perhaps a 2-year lease. With us, you sign a two-week lease is a minimum time we have. So you take the actual space you need. If in 2 months' time you find you need more space, then we'll upgrade you into a larger self-storage unit. If you need less, we'll downgrade you. So you only pay for what you actually use. You're not committing for years out in the future. So it's just a very convenient, cost-effective way of putting things away that you do not need on a day-to-day basis.
And there are no hefty deposits to pay?
No hefty deposits. You don't pay any utility costs. Everything that is included in your rental, which is on a per square foot basis. And, you know, again, you only pay for what you need. And we have customers all the time. They start off with, say, 15 square feet of space, and then they find that they've got more product. They need 25 square feet. They just upgrade. Then when they've sold the inventory before a festive season and they need less space, for instance, they downgrade. So it just becomes very, very cost-effective, very, very efficient.
Are there any other peripheral services like transportation, for example, that you offer?
Yeah, we actually do not do the transportation ourselves, but we will arrange for transportation for a customer so that items can be picked up at their home or office, or in fact delivered back to them. But again, for security reasons, we do not have access to the actual unit that the customer has. So they are responsible for putting the items into their unit and taking the items out of their units.
Just to wrap up, top considerations for businesses in considering their workspace?
Use it wisely, use it effectively. It's expensive. Determine exactly what you need to operate the business. And for items that you do not need on a day-to-day basis, put them somewhere else. Find cheaper space for those items. For employees, allow them to work at home if their particular job responsibility allows it. Allow them to work flexi hours. They don't have to have a fixed desk, a fixed space. Allow communication between all employees.
Thank you very much for being with us.
You are very welcome, and thank you for having me on the show.
Kenneth Worsdale, CEO of Extra Space Asia. This has been Resource Center. I'm Maya Tan for BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.